From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Healthcare costs are going up and up. A new study by PricewaterhouseCoopers says employers who pay for their employees' healthcare should expect a 10% increase this year. That is more than double inflation. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here now. And Nancy, what's behind this big increase?
Well, Madeline, one reason is there's a hospital building boom right now. Hospitals are adding private rooms, which we all want, and centers for outpatient treatment.
So why should employers who pay for health insurance for their workers, why should they pay for that?
Well, their employees are actually creating the demand for these new hospital facilities. Hospitals say, hey, they're just responding to that demand. Basically, Madeline, we need to look in the mirror. I asked healthcare analyst Jerry Katz about this, and he says consumers are a big factor behind the increased hospital construction costs.
Everybody wants a flat screen TV. Everybody wants technology in the room and privacy. So that's, you know, part of the reason why the building boom is going on.
So, Nancy, I assume employers will try to pass these healthcare costs back to us?
Yes. Jerry Katz says workers can certainly expect their premiums to go up, and he thinks some employers are going to stop paying for health insurance altogether. Now, Katz says 25 million Americans are underinsured. That is, their insurance doesn't cover all of their healthcare expenses. He expects that number to grow.
And you talked about the hospital building boom as one reason for rising healthcare costs. Are there other reasons?
Yeah, the PricewaterhouseCoopers report says people who have insurance are, in effect, subsidizing the uninsured. So when people without insurance go to the hospital, they're not supposed to be turned away. Hospitals have to make up those costs somehow. Another reason for the higher costs is, Madeline, you knew I was going to bring this up, aging baby boomers. As we get older, we have more chronic conditions. Now, another analyst I talked to, Randolph Frankel of IMS Health, says that's a big chunk of healthcare spending.
And since approximately 80% of healthcare costs are associated with individuals with chronic illnesses, healthcare costs have nowhere to go but up.
So, any recommendations as to how to limit those healthcare costs?
Well, the report says employers are trying. They're increasing wellness prevention and disease management programs. They say that keeps workers healthy and raises productivity. Now, Madeline, PricewaterhouseCoopers says it surveyed more than 500 employers and health plans for this report, and those plans cover more than 11 million people.
Thank you, Nancy. That's Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.